livestock, and cold temperatures. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting here today with Randy Culbertson, who is an extension cow-calf specialist with Iowa State University. And Randy, thanks for joining us here today on WNAX.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, we just came off an extremely cold weekend, and, you know, some might think this interview is a little late, but, you know, it's still winter out, and negative degree days, I'm sure, are not over. So I guess when you think of livestock and cold, what's the first piece of advice, comes to your mind?
Well, you know, a couple of things. First thing is make sure they've got plenty of food in front of them. You know, cattle can generate their own heat. They're ruminants, and they're really good about generating that heat, but they can only do that if they've got the food and the energy in front of them to do that. So we want to make sure that they've got ample food, might throw them a little extra to help them stay warm. And, you know, I think this applies to all animals that are living outside. You know, make sure they've got food, and also make sure they have adequate water. We want to make sure the waters are not frozen and that those animals can have plenty of access to it. And I think that's usually the biggest complaint from producers, is trying to make sure their water doesn't freeze over. So these are important things. You know, those are kind of the first step thing when it comes to keeping our cattle warm in the winter.
Yeah. And I mean, cattle and livestock in general are pretty much, I mean, they're made to withstand cold temperatures like this. So, I mean, what's the old saying? Like, a cow or an animal with snow on its back is usually a warm animal. Is that usually the saying?
Yeah, exactly. That is the saying. You know, so if they've got some snow there and it, you know, it's just hanging out, I think people kind of, if you don't know any better, you'd think, oh, they're really cold. But, you know, as long as they've got a good coat on them, it might be a different scenario if they suddenly got shipped up from Florida and got dumped here in December. I mean, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. You know, they may not have the coat quite yet, but they'll grow that coat. But yeah, if they've got some snow sitting there, they're doing just fine, you know, as long as they've got food and water in front of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, wind, even like having a good windbreak and keeping them out of the wind, that's half the battle sometimes as well.
Yeah, big time. So, you know, it's one thing. There's a reason why they publish wind chill factors. It's one thing if the temperature's a certain degree, right? But as soon as you start factoring in wind, it can drop what we can actually tolerate. So as wind speed goes up, that's kind of actually the equivalent temperature that's actually going to go down. So if we can provide windbreak shelter for animals, that's a huge win as well. If they've got someplace where they can get out of that wind, get a break from that, that helps them conserve some energy, and, you know, it'll just help them survive these cold temperatures.
Mm-hmm. And kind of on top of that, just like some bedding or corn stalks, at least having somewhere dry to go can help as well.
Right, exactly. We don't like it if we're wet and it's cold, right? We're just going to be chilled down to the bone. And it's the same thing for cattle. If they're standing out in a bunch of mud and muck, that's going to challenge them as well. So if they've got some good bedding that they can lay down in, they've got windbreak to get out of the wind, I think all of those things play a factor in keeping animals comfortable in these cold temperatures.
If you would, say, walk out into your pen or something and you see an animal that, you know, maybe doesn't look like it's handling these temperatures or conditions too well, I guess, what's the first thing you would do, or any advice there?
You know, if you've got an animal that's out there, they're cold, first thing, if it's really windy, let's get them out of the wind. Get them some shelter, get them some place, and get some food in front of them to help them get that internal body temperature up. And I think those are the two big things that you want to do, and just kind of remove them, give them a break from whatever's kind of making them so cold, right? And those are probably the biggest ones, is make sure they've got a wind break, make sure they've got some food in front of them.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.